This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. In 1913, the Montana State Legislature appropriated $30,000 to purchase the former Chessman Mansion for use as the executive residence. Previous governors had supplied their own housing. The state selected the Chessman House because it was close to the Capitol and elegant and roomy enough for small state functions. Governor Samuel Stewart was the first governor in residence. He and his wife Stella, their three small daughters Emily, Marjorie, and Leah, and Stella's parents, along with service staff, made a very large household. The state's purchase included the elaborate table and chairs that still grace the dining room. Ornately carved men hold the table on their shoulders, and animal heads with open mouths top the chair frames. Emily recalled those open mouths made wonderful places to park a wad of gum. The bathroom was one of Helena's first, as Mr. Chessman developed the early water system. Leah had one unpleasant memory of that bathroom, whose original fixtures were still in use by the Stewart family. During a drought in 1917 or 1918, as Stella drew a bath for Leah in the footed tub, a worm came out of the tap. Leah never wanted to take a bath after that. As the governor's executive mansion, the first floor was public space for state functions and entertaining. The upper floors were very much the family home. Stella Stewart was a loving mother, and the daughters recalled with nostalgia that she would put Schubert's Serenade on the Victrola in the upstairs sitting room. As the music filtered through the upstairs rooms, the girls knew it was time for bed. This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.